Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Tax credits and tourism are just two reasons why many cities and towns are interested in preserving historic sites and structures. Last year, Historic Columbia commissioned our next guest's company to conduct a study on the economic impact of historic preservation on our capital city. Donovan Ripkema with Place Economics joins us now by phone to tell us about that study. Donovan, welcome to the program.
Thanks. I'm thrilled to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
So tell us more about your organization.
Place Economics, we're a small firm. There's six of us who live in six different cities, but we're based in Washington, D.C., and all of our work is at the intersection of historic preservation and economics. About two-thirds of that is measuring the impacts of preservation, like we did recently in Columbia. The other third is policy recommendations, mostly to local governments, about how to encourage investment in historic properties.
Let's turn to the study that you did for Columbia and Historic Columbia. Give us kind of an overview, first of all, of what you uncovered.
Sure. Well, we looked at a number of things, but importantly, I think, we looked at the issue of how does being in a local historic district affect property values, the role of older housing, whether or not it's designated historic in its contribution to affordable housing. We looked at the impact of heritage tourism in Columbia, and we looked at the impacts of the Bailey Bill.
All right, well, let's roll through each of those then.
Sure. Well, we looked at the change of value of properties in historic districts over a 15-year period. In Columbia, there's really two major kinds of historic districts. There's kind of architectural conservation districts, that is more the high style traditional historic districts, and then there's a category called protection districts that are historic resources but a little less demanding in terms of architectural requirements. In fact, the increase in value over the 15-year period was greater in both the protection areas and the architectural conservation districts than in the market as a whole. So people who chose to be in a historic district, in fact, better off because they were in that historic district.
All right, and the next one?
We looked at what older housing, and by that we meant housing built more than 50 years ago, what was the role of that older housing in meeting affordable housing needs in Columbia? And disproportionately, people of modest means live in older housing. Racially, it's balanced in terms of who lives in older housing, and importantly, in the affordability side. In fact, just simply having older housing in existence is providing affordable housing to the people of Columbia.
All right, well, tell us what you found out involving tourism.
We were really fortunate in that a great research firm was hired by the state, Longwoods, which is a big international firm, to do a tourism study for the state, and that they broke that down by regions. And so we bought the tourism data from Longwoods to look at what happened in Columbia. And I don't think anybody would say, oh, Columbia, South Carolina is the major draw for heritage visitors around the world. But what we found was, in fact, a huge percentage of visitors to Columbia fell into the heritage visitor category. They have a greater propensity to stay overnight, and that's very significant. And that means that meant indirect jobs created simply by the heritage visitors, about 5,700 jobs in Columbia, about $181 million of payroll, direct payroll from people whose jobs is directly attributable to heritage visitation to Columbia.
I think most of our listeners would realize that tax credits play a big part in historic preservation, and I'm going to assume that's where the Bailey Bill comes in.
It does indeed. And what we really discovered is that the Bailey Bill has, for 20 or 25 years, been an extraordinarily powerful economic development tool. It has encouraged people to make investments in properties large and small. On average, over that time, about 57 jobs a year generated exactly by the from the projects in the Bailey Bill. There is in the Bailey Bill a kind of minimum level of investment. The actual investment that was been made is about 20 times what the minimum investment would have been. I'd spend this much to get the credit. Well, 20 times that much was spent. So it really has been an extraordinarily effective tax incentive.
Well, Donovan, thank you so much for spending time with us today and sharing the information on this study.
Thanks for the great questions. Thank you very much.
Donovan Ripkema is with Place Economics. His organization recently conducted economic impact study for Historic Columbia. We will have a link to the study posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again. And remember, you can also hear us wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.